Now there's been an effort in recent years to speed up graduation times for college students across the country. Some students were creeping past the four-year mark to 5, even 6 years. As our next guest reports in a recent piece, colleges and universities are keying in on some of the reasons that can slow down graduation. One of those reasons could be too many choices on campus without enough preparation to make good choices. John Marcus is the higher education editor for the Hechinger Report. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, what's changed in recent years, John, that colleges are now seeing maybe too many choices slowing down those graduation times?
Well, a number of factors have converged, but the principal one is that if you think about the generation of conventional age college students who are showing up as freshmen these days, they disproportionately come from two groups. One group is students whose parents didn't go to college. We call them first generation students. Their parents don't really know how to help them navigate the very complex process of a college education. The other group are those children of parents who sort of helicoptered them through high school and made a lot of the decisions for them. So that means there are a lot of students landing in colleges who really aren't good at making choices. They don't have a lot of experience at it. And so while college used to be sink or swim, a lot of colleges are realizing that to improve their completion or success rates, they need to do a little more hand-holding than they've ever done.
And it seems kind of a paradox. More choice. We usually see this as a good thing, having lots of course offerings, lots of majors to choose from. That sounds great. It sounds like students in some cases are stumbling over that.
Yeah, so you mentioned that some students aren't graduating in 4 years. In fact, most students aren't graduating in 4 years. Only 43% of students graduate in 4 years, and 89% think they will graduate in 4 years. So that's a surprise that even further compounds what we all know to be the very high cost of going to college. You're not going to finish on time. So there's a lot of pressure on colleges and universities from students and their families to speed this up a little bit. So one way of doing that is to eliminate some choices to the extent that in some schools now, the university picks the first semester or the first year courses for the student. The student can choose the day or time, but not the subject. And the reason that they're doing that is that a lot of students aren't very good at picking those first year courses and end up taking courses that don't count toward their major. Instantly, they're already behind. They're not going to finish in 4 years. Other schools are keeping very close tabs on students, making sure that they're not falling behind. And if they do, the student gets a knock on the dorm room door from someone who can help guide them back onto the rails.
You got some response in your reporting on this from actual students in these schools where it's you don't have those choices in the freshman year all of a sudden. What kind of reactions did you hear?
Yeah, so surprisingly, I would have agreed with you that, choice is good. But in fact, many of these students were grateful that their universities had interceded with them and helped them get back on track. A lot of them were about to drop out. About a quarter of students nationally drop out between the first and second year of college because they just feel overwhelmed. A number of these students said they would have done that had the university or college not stepped in. Now, it's not really part of the historic or traditional university culture to do this. Universities have long been sort of, proving grounds where your success or failure was a measure of your character. So universities are doing this in some cases reluctantly. It's expensive, but it's a lot cheaper they're beginning to find than to replace a kid that's dropped out.
Talking to John Marcus, higher education editor for the Hechinger Report, looking at a lot of colleges and universities taking steps to lower the time it takes to graduate, try to ease it back toward that four-year mark for more students, and as we were just hearing, to keep students from dropping out, often between that freshman and sophomore year. John, another part of the story can be, as you write in your piece, changing majors. You come in, you think you're doing one thing, you flip over to something else. How big a roadblock can that be to getting through in that four-year span?
So many students do change majors, and some universities are encouraging them to pick a major as a freshman. Because, again, if you change majors, especially in some fields, you are already behind. You haven't taken the required courses. But it's not only that they can't decide about a major. increasingly students can't decide on a college. A really significant and surprising proportion, that is 37% of students these days, leave their first choice college and transfer somewhere else. And nearly half of them do it again. So people are going to two or three different colleges before they settle on the one they really like. And again, all of this, the experts say, relates to their inability to kind of make a choice and stick with it. So they pick the wrong college, they pick the wrong major, they pick the wrong courses. Colleges are now trying to correct for this.
How are they trying to correct for that? Let's stay with a major issue. How do they at least help that student figure out, hey, this is the wrong major during the freshman year instead of, I don't know, junior year?
Some take the kind of the softer approach of requiring their students to take an introductory course, and it's a surreal kind of an idea, but you have to take a course when you get to college about how to go to college. And so we visited a university in South Florida, Florida International University in South Miami, where all the students in the business school are required to take a course where they really hone in on what do you really want to do? What is the subject that really appeals to your passions? Because they were finding that students were really sort of cavalierly making these decisions. And that's helped. Their graduation rates have shot way up. So that's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is that there's a community college in California that now picks the entire first year of courses for their students, and they're gradually going to begin picking all of their courses for the student. The student comes in and says, here's what I want to do. The university says, okay, here's your schedule of courses, no choices. And so there are all of those kinds of extremes that are happening out there.
I got to say, I went to college a few decades ago. I'm visiting colleges with my kids now. And only now, John, am I figuring out what I want in a college in some ways. This is a big decision for someone to make without a lot of life experience to make it.
And a big part of college, and none of these people are disputing, that a really important part of college is discovering what it is you want to do. You may not know as a 17 or 18-year-old right out of high school what your major is going to be or what you want to do for a career. And college is part of learning how to do that. But when you come in as a freshman and you're picking electives that sound really cool because they're, you know, there's something that interests you but really don't have any, ultimate practical use in terms of working toward your career or the major that you ultimately pick, you are taking obviously college has become extraordinarily expensive. Mm-hmm. You're spending a lot of money on something that isn't really advancing your success.
Is there a type of college that seems to be doing this, you know, big public, small private, or are you seeing this in kind of all walks of life in the college and university world?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. All kinds of colleges. Florida International is a public university. We see this at a small community college in California. We see it at a number of private universities. One Catholic university that's all women picks all of its students' courses in the first year. So it really runs the gamut. Universities' motivations for doing this are different also. Public universities are often judged and even budgeted based on their graduation and success rates, so they have a fiduciary responsibility to do this. Smaller colleges and universities, as you know, and particularly in the Midwest, are facing an extraordinary enrollment decline, and so they have financial reasons to retain their students and to help their students find the right path so that they stay. Because they need that revenue. It's much more expensive to replace a kid that leaves than it is, and it's a lot harder, too, because there just aren't a lot of people out there on the market than to provide the support and resources to help them stay.
Yeah, on the marketing standpoint for a college, do they know what works better? Hey, come here, and we've got all these different choices for you, or come here, we're going to narrow things down for you and make sure you graduate on time. Do we know which is a better selling point for that maybe college that's struggling with enrollment?
Yeah, we don't know, and more importantly, they don't seem to know either. As somebody that covers higher education, you would think that you would be dealing every day with the smartest people in the room. And yet, even as they recognize that these choices are creating problems for their students, universities and colleges are also really desperate to come up with ways of attracting more recruits, more applicants, more candidates. So universities and colleges have collectively, since of 2011, have collectively added 55,416 new programs. That's courses and majors. So they're providing more choices for students. We spoke with a policymaker who studies this, and he described it as kind of like a cafeteria where you can pick something from here and something from there. But as he pointed out, it doesn't always add up to a meal. And in this case, it doesn't always add up to a degree.
Has anybody been doing this, some of the things you've been talking about, long enough to have a track record, or are we still very much in experimental stages here?
Well, so we visited this university, Florida International University, which has seen a fairly significant increase in its graduation rate. So they've been doing it long enough, and they take the sort of the softer touch, where they essentially encourage students when they're in their first years to be more certain of the majors that they want, to spend a little bit more time making those decisions. And that for them has resulted in a fairly low success rate, which I'm looking for as we're talking, but a fairly low success rate up to a significantly higher one in a reasonably short period of time. So, yeah, it works, and it's logical. It makes sense. I would expect that you don't always know if initiatives that are taken in the higher education sphere are going to translate into higher, better rates of graduation and success. This one just seems to be a good idea. And I say that also as having been prompted to do this story after hearing some students speaking about this at a conference of higher education administrators. And someone asked them, what do you think colleges and universities should do to make it easy for you? And they said, to my amazement, they said, give us fewer choices.
John, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much for having me on.
John Marcus is the higher education editor for the Hechinger Report. He joined us for a look at efforts to help students graduate college on schedule, in some cases by offering fewer choices along the way.